This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. There's nothing quite like Little League Baseball, and there's also nothing like the rivalry between the Red Sox and the Yankees. The two teams play tonight in the Bronx. They're among the best teams in the Major League. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer talked to Little Leaguers whose ballparks are at the front line of the Red Sox-Yankee divide. She found out what young players can teach us about the future of baseball.
It starts with a simple question for my 9-year-old nephew, Henry Novick.
When did you first start thinking about the Yankees versus the Red Sox? Like, when do you remember learning about the rivalry?
I think I learned probably when I was 3, when I just started to learn how to listen to regular words and stuff. Maybe 2.
Sounds about right. Loyalty to the Red Sox usually gets passed down from generation to generation, so kids learn early. Like almost everything in baseball, it's about tradition. But Major League Baseball is confronting a major problem. Its fan base is aging, and its attendance is declining. What does that mean for kids like Henry?
Really good inning. Nice job in the field. Nice quick getting in. Good pitching, good catching. Let's go. A couple more runs. Come on.
Good hustle, guys. Let's go. Let's do it.
Henry and his teammates head to the bench for the top of the next inning. The game takes place at a field near New Haven, Connecticut. That helps explain the players' divided loyalties.
Can I ask you all a question?
Yeah.
Can you guys, how many of you are Yankees fans?
Oh, Angels.
Let the record show that 6 kids raise their hands.
How many of you are Red Sox fans?
Boo! Red Sox fans.
No booing.
3 kids raise their hands. But will future generations be this invested? For 2 decades, the number of kids playing Little League has been declining. And Nielsen numbers show that of the 4 major pro sports, baseball has the oldest fans. Half are 55 or older.
Who do you think is going to win the AL this year?
Red Sox.
I think the Red Sox, just because of Chris Sale.
Not. Yankees fan, so he thinks the Red Sox are going to win because of Chris Sale. What do you say?
Boo!
These kids know their stuff. And this is what Major League Baseball wants to hear. MLB and the Players Union have invested $30 million in youth baseball initiatives. It takes a lot to sell a slow-paced, tradition-bound game in a high-speed, high-tech world. Can the Red Sox rivalry be part of the solution? What about Little Leaguers who react like this when I ask about their favorite players? Maybe there's a reason for optimism, because both the rivalry and the Little Leaguers offer an important reminder. Being tradition-bound isn't a bad thing. I'm talking about traditions inspired by baseball's history, and heroes, and storied rivalries. Not getting caught up in statistics or debating rule changes or blaming slow play for turning off young fans. You've got to meet young players where they're at. These Little Leaguers fill lulls in the action by cheering for their teammates and passing a bag of candy down the bench.
I love sour stuff.
But camaraderie and a bag of candy get you only so far. That's where the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry comes in. The kids get it and want to be a part of the tradition in their own 9-year-old way.
Whenever they play each other, we make bets. I get to kick him if the Red Sox win, and he gets to kick me if the Yankees win.
I'm the Cookie Monster.
That's Liam Oliver, one of Henry's teammates, and clearly a fellow Red Sox fan. Liam's mouth is half full of chocolate chip cookies. They're eating, laughing, and talking Yankees-Red Sox. Maybe there's still hope for the next generation of baseball fans. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer.